So the timing is unfortunate, to say the least. Another Ford model, two in fact, the Figo and its sedan counterpart, the Icon. Yeah, they've been found to have a hose which is prone to leading to the car catching fire, this time to do with the power steering. But it's just 6 months after the recall of 4,556 petrol-engined Cougar SUVs, a story that you had to have been in a cave not to know about. But this time there are more than three times that many cars involved, so 15,600 to be exact, Figos and Icons, built in Ford's Indian plant between August the 9th, 2004 and March the 24th, 2012. That's quite a big window there, hence all that number of cars. A lot of people around the country now have to take their cars into a Ford dealership to get the high-pressure hose, as I said, of that power steering mechanism replaced.
This is 50,600 cars worldwide?
No, that's just in South Africa.
That is here?
Well, I have to say that the car is not available worldwide. Its two main markets are India and South Africa.
Oh.
Yeah, and a couple of other countries, but those are the two main markets. Yeah, it's a very basic, rugged little car, so it's not going to sell, for example, in the States or, you know, that's, yeah. So, okay.
So is that fixing it is an in and out job?
Well,
is that easy enough to do?
It should be a few hours. But here's the thing. Ford is saying that dealerships may well have to keep these recalled cars for more than a day because they're under pressure to get routine services done as well. And making matters even worse, bad timing. Phase two of that Cougar recall, they've had phase one already, but phase two is about to kick in now, July. So those Cougar owners are going to be asked to take their cars back to a Ford dealership to have a sensor fitted to better monitor the coolant level in the cars. And, you know, when the coolant drops, that's when the car catches fire. So they have to have phase two done. So now we're going to have those Cougars back, those 4,556. Plus, Ford has now told 15,600 Figo and Icon owners that when they take their car in, there's no guarantee that they're going to get a courtesy car while the dealership keeps theirs for a day or two. And, you know, as you can imagine, that's probably not going to go down very well.
Wow. Okay. This is quite a storm.
It is quite a perfect storm. I think the courtesy car issue is going to become the consumer issue around this recall. Yeah. So the thing to know is that, unlike the Cougar story,
have any of these Icons and Figos caught fire?
Burning question, excuse the pun. I did ask Ford that when I got wind of the story a few days ago, and their answer was very qualified, not that we know of. So 16 have caught fire in other countries being, I would imagine, mainly India. It's because it's a very limited market, this car. I then remembered, I was very much covering the Cougar catastrophe earlier in the year, and I remember there was a social media went wild with a video of a Figo on fire outside a medic clinic in Nelspruit in mid-January. So I said, how did that Figo have anything to do with this? And they said, not as far as we know. We don't know what caused that fire.
But isn't this a familiar response? Not as far as we know, even though in such situations it was later confirmed that this was.
Yeah, well, we can't know for sure as independent third parties whether what they know and what they don't know. But for now, they're saying they don't know what caused that Figo to go up in flames.
So all Ford's saying is that bring the car back, we'll fix it, you'll get it back whenever it's ready.
We'll try and get it back to you as soon as possible, but please respectfully understand that we cannot guarantee that you'll have a courtesy car.
And what if I don't want to have a Ford anymore because I'm worried about these problems?
Well, that's the next phase of these stories. That played out with the Cougar story, and they supposedly helped out with some trade and assistance, but there's still many that will tell you that they got too little for their Cougar because of the perception around the car. So anyway, I've put together just a quick list of what you should know if you own a Figo or an Icon, or even for us generally. So first of all, it's got nothing to do with that Cougar recall. It is a hose, and it has got to do with fire risk, but it's a different hose in a different part of the car. It applies to petrol models only. Ironically, I drive a diesel Figo. And it's only for those cars built between August 2004 and March 2012. The key word here is built, okay? There's a reason why I didn't say sold, because a car could be built now and you buy it next year, and it's the model year is the year of registration. So if somebody's driving a 2013 model Figo, don't think this doesn't apply to you. Your car could very well have been built in 2012.
So how do you know when it was built?
Okay, well, your VIN, very good question, Carol. Your VIN number of the car actually tells you the month and the year that your car was built. But you can go online, and there are lots of ways to figure it out for yourself, or you can just phone your Ford dealership. If you drive a 2013 Figo or any Figo, for example, and you didn't get the recall notice, it could, if you're the second or third owner, there's a very good reason for that, because you won't be on their database for them to get hold of you. So phone the Ford, phone the Ford dealership is the advice there. I have to tell you, even with a Cougar recall, as we speak, well, as of 2 weeks ago when I last spoke to Ford about this, only 87% of those Cougar owners have responded to the recall, despite all the publicity and everything else, which leaves 500 Cougars
on the street.
Many people have just abandoned them.
I don't know what they're doing with them. But anyway, so other bit of advice, as we said, don't assume you're going to get a courtesy car, although to my mind, if you have to be without the use of your set of wheels that you're paying for and insuring, for no reason of your own making, I think you pretty much are entitled to it. But we're talking about big numbers here in these dealerships, so they're obviously, you know, not going to be able to cope.
It's going to cost people money to not have their cars, because they're going to have to spend money on transport or hire cars and stuff.
To be continued. With the Cougar recall, they hired people cars if they couldn't give them a courtesy car. So now the Figo owners are going to be saying, hello, what is the difference here? So they set themselves a precedent there without realizing that the Figo thing was coming. Fuga, that's enough. and then lastly, as I said, and this applies to everyone, if you are owners a used car or you're planning to buy one, and that makes a lot more sense in this market, make sure that you register your and your car's details with the OEM. That's what the industry refers to as the manufacturer, the original equipment manufacturer. So that way, if there is a recall, and they are a lot more common than most people realize, you will be notified directly. And I want to just say, if you own one of the affected cars and you take it in for that recall, please let me know how that went for you. Email address consumerwatch@ecr.co.za.